We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Pidyon Peter Chamoyer, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Yud Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal started talking a little bit about the topic of Chatzos. We were talking about Tefillin, how the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that to feel the real full effects of the Tefillin in the morning, the Moichin, it really should start, the ultimate, the best is if the person is zocher to get up at night from midnight and use that time from Chatzos to now to be learning Torah and Tefillah, that's what really prepares the person to receive the full benefit of the light of the Tefillin. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to talk a little bit more about that topic, Chatzos and the morning. Ki kinoir hoyotoloi lamala mimitosoi shel David. The Gemara tells us that David HaMelech had a harp that hung above his bed, and it was positioned in such a way that kivon shehigia chatzos laila, that as soon as it would become midnight, we know the Gemara in Baba Basra tells us how the different winds blow at different times of the day. And at midnight there's a ruach tzofin, a north wind that blows. So as soon as midnight would come, hoya menagein me'elov, the wind would blow through the strings of this harp, and it would start playing by itself, and that would wake up David HaMelech, and David HaMelech would start his nuclear avodah, his chatzos and everything. Va'oz David kom me hashena va'osak b'toira. And that's when David HaMelech would wake up from his sleep, and he would be involved in studying Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, nigun zebechinas hadras ponim, song. Negina, we've spoken about this many times, is one of the highest forms of Kedusha. Negina corresponds to Hadras Ponim, the beauty of the face of Hashem, the light of Hashem's face. Shemishom nimshochim kol hashivim ponim shel Torah. That's the source from which all 70 interpretations of the Torah, all 70 lights of the Torah, come from there. Kinigun hu bechinas hataimim shel haTorah, because song corresponds to the musical notes of the Torah. Dahainu taimei hanegina, that's what they're called. Sheheim habechino hagovoya beyoser mikol ha'arba bechinos. That is the highest level of all four levels of what make up the Torah, all four ingredient pieces of what make up the Torah, which are Tamim, Nekudois, Tagim, and Oisiois. The musical notes is the highest level. Under that you have the vowels. Under that you have the crowns on the letters. And under that you have the letters itself. Kitaimim dahainu hanegino govoya min hakoil. Rav Nosson Zal is making this perfectly clear that song, musical notes, is the top of the top. Vehem bebechinas oyer haponim, that's the light of Hashem's face. Veshom ne'elomim v'nistorin kol hashivim ponim shel Torah. And in those musical notes, in music, in songs, is hidden all 70 lights of the Torah. That's why you have people sometimes who are far from religion and everything, and they go to a concert. Here again, you have those that know about it in the olden days, thousands of years ago, when you had Shlomo Kalbach. You know, people, this is a person who wasn't considered the Tzaddik Hador by the entire world. Many of his students definitely considered him the Tzaddik because he made them religious. He took them from nowhere, nothing. Reb Michal Zichronenberg used to say, when a Jew is not religious at all, he's worse than a behemoth. Because a cow doesn't have to keep Shabbos. A cow doesn't have to put on tefillin. But a Jew does. And a Jew who's living in this world, he's eating and sleeping, and he ain't putting on tefillin, and he ain't eating kosher. He's worse than a cow, Rachmon Litzlan. And somebody that takes somebody like that and turns him on and makes him become, you know, teaches him Torah, makes him religious, that's the top. Reb Michal used to say that if somebody like that washes his feet with water, in a basin of water, and the student drinks that water, Reb Michal said, I wouldn't think he's so crazy. Because again, he has that unbelievable respect and hakoras hatorah, recognition. You know what he did for me? He gave me life, not physical life. He gave me eternal life. What could be bigger than that? And this person had a koyach with his song to take people from places and to places that other people couldn't do with 6,000 pages of Gemara or even 1,000 pages of the writings of the Arizal. That couldn't turn this person on. And hearing the right song, hearing Eso Einai Elohore Me'an Yovia, the different songs that he played, that had an incredible koyach to them. It had incredible heart. There was a tremendous heart in it. Took people, made people cry. It brought out the neshama. It woke up the neshama in the people. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that neginas, govoyim, and akoyel, in it are hidden all 70 ponim of the Torah. It's va'ayin bekavonois, be'inyin taimim nekudais tagim oisiyos. Rav Nosson Zal says, look in the writings of the Arizal, where he discusses this, v'tovin, and you will understand, shetaimim, that the musical notes, Shehem bechinas nigun, which are a song, nimshochim mebechinas das elyon v'gavoya ma'oid. It comes from the highest level of das, shehu bechinas oyer haponim, which is referred to as the light of Hashem's face. Ki be'emes b'hanigun ein mevinim shum ponim shel Torah. Because Rav Nosson says, on one hand, it's true that when you're listening to a song, you don't hear any interpretations of the Torah in there. You're not hearing Rashi or Tosfos, or you don't understand any of the ponim of Torah. Vafilu tmuna soisiyos ein mevinim shum. You don't even see the letters. You know, when you're listening to a song, especially if it's a song without words, sometimes you have a niggun, no words at all. You don't see the letters or the words in there at all. Viafal pikein, and even though you don't see it, Be'emes hu govoya min hakoil. The reality is, the truth is, that the song, a niggun, is above everything. V'shom ne'elomim v'nishroshim kol hashivim ponim shel Torah. And in there are hidden and rooted all 70 interpretations of the Torah. V'zehu b'chinas sipurei ma'isiyos shel shonim kadmonis. This corresponds to those stories that Rabbeinu Zal talks about, stories, ancient stories that go of Shanu Kanoiz, She'afal pi she'ein mevinim bohem dovor, whereby even though a person doesn't understand any mitzvah in the Torah when he learns it, if you learn the stories in Sipurei Maisis, let's say, some of the stories, let's say the second story, for example, about the king and the emperor, you read the whole story, you don't see any religion in the story. It don't mention anything about religion at all, seem just about. And yet, Rabbeinu Zal says, even though we don't understand in an obvious way any religion in there, Avol be'emes ne'elomim bohem kol hashivim ponim shel Torah. Those stories have inside of them all 70 interpretations, all 70 levels of the Torah. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei hanigun shu b'chinas sipurei ma'isiyos, al yedei ze nis'oyrin me'asheinu b'chatzois. And this is why the Gemara gives us this example, that what was David HaMelech's alarm clock? A song. That's what took him out of Sheina. That's what takes a Jew out of sleep, out of darkness, out of death, and brings him to life. The nigun, which corresponds to sipurei ma'isiyos mishonim kadmonios. And we learned in the previous year that by getting up at midnight, a person who zeche to break the sleep in such a powerful way, through that he zeche to the full benefit and light of tefillin. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar yitzias mitzrayim hischil b'chatzois halayla. Now you'll understand why, when the Jews really left Egypt, when they began to walk out of Egypt, that mass procession of 600,000 people walking out of a place, of a country that no slave ever escaped from there for hundreds of years. And here they're marching out. It started at midnight. Shehu b'chinas hisoyerus hashena, because chatzois is the ultimate, the choicest time for a person to wake up from sleep. And that's how they were zeicher to be able to leave Egypt with that great wealth. Hainu Ashirus Sanal. This is the Ashirus that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Shenimshach al yedei hisoyrus hashena kanal. The great wealth with which a Jew is zeicher to by waking people up from their sleep. And again, we said the best waking up from sleep is chatzois, midnight. And through this wealth, by waking up from sleep and by being zeichet to this wealth A person is zeicha to the hisboinenus, to that deep, deep understanding. Shehem bechinas tefillin, which we said is what's marumas in the mitzvah of tefillin. Shenizkar bohem yitzias mitzrayim. And what do we discuss in the tefillin? All about leaving Egypt. Vezeh shehizkir shom Rabbeinu Zal, inyan min hamuter leficho hanemar linyan tefillin. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand also why in the chapter in Likut Imran that this halach is based on, chapter 60, where all of this stuff is in there, Rabbeinu Zal over there mentions an issue related to tefillin. He mentions the fact that the Gemara says that when you're writing tefillin, the parchment and the boxes has to be min hamut. It says beficha in the pasuk related to tefillin. So the Gemara learns out min hamuter leficha, that you can only write tefillin on something that's on the skin of a kosher animal, something that you would be allowed to take in your mouth. And that's mentioned linyan tefillin. Hizkiroi shom linyan sipurei maisi asayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal makes reference to this Gemara related to tefillin. Rabbeinu Zal mentions it regarding sipurei maisius, that sipurei maisius, by waking people up out of their sleep, that opens up the mouth. Remember, we said yesterday lahatir pe ilmim, lahatir pe akoris, to open up the mouth of those who were silent, to open up the opening of the women who couldn't have children, who were barren. So this mutter leficha, mutter means to open up, to untie. Ki kol habechino is hanemorim b'maymar hanal, kulam heim bechinas tefillin. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, I'm going to tell you something. That chapter 60 in Likut Imran, which mentions like 10, 15 major, major points of Yiddishkeit, every single one of those points is related to the mitzvah of tefillin, shehem bechinas moichin, which tefillin are referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus as moichin, dehainu hisboinenu sanal. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to over there in Likut Imran when he uses that term hisboinenu satoira. He's talking about moichin, of which a great example of it is tefillin. Interesting to note, I believe it's chapter 38, if I'm not mistaken, in Likut Imran, in the first half of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses the secret of tefillin, the kavonas of the Arizal on tefillin. And after that shir, I believe it was, or after one of the other shirim, Bakor V'Alai Mareim, one or two of the places in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal said that this Torah is the secret of tefillin, and all of my Torahs, like I don't know if he meant literally all, or he was talking about a major, major quantity of chapters in Likut Imran, maybe 100 Torahs in Likut Imran, are all tied into the Soid Kavonas tefillin, you know, the secret behind the mitzvah of tefillin. Because we know that tefillin and Shabbos and Bris Milah, those are the most basic, basic foundations of Yiddishkeit, Judaism. So everything's got to be tied into there. V'zehu shesamchu rabbeinu zal inyan parnoso lekino shel David. Now look at this. We said that David HaMelech's harp is music, which is the shivim ponim shel Torah, which is the hisboinenus haTorah, right? That's the harp that woke him up. Rav Nosson says when the Gemara speaks about that, we find the Gemara is also talking about parnasa and wealth. Just like Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likut Imran, that in order to be zecher to the hisboinenus haTorah, you need wealth. Watch how we'll show you in this story of David HaMelech how the two go together. The Gemara says over there regarding David HaMelech's harp, v'kivon sheheir hashachar, that as soon as it started getting light outside, Bo'u kol Yisrael el David, all the Jews came in to David HaMelech, v'amru lo, and they said to him, Amcha Yisrael tzrichem parnasa, your nation needs money, we need parnasa, you're the king, make money. And David HaMelech said, okay, go ahead, go work with each other. So they said, work with each other, that ain't going to do nothing. I'll dig out dirt and he'll use it to fill his ditch, you know, that. So he gave them a broch, he was mispalel for them that they should be zecher to have parnosa. Kal yidei kinur shel David, shehu b'chinas hisoirus hashena, because through David HaMelech's harp, which represents waking up from sleep, through that nimshach parnosa va'ashirus godol, that can help a Jew and the whole Jewish people be zecher to parnosa and great wealth. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, ura kevoidi, Uro hanevel v'chinoir or Iro shochar. Kovoid ze b'chinas ashirus. It says, awaken my kovoid, awaken my harp, my musical instruments, awaken the morning. Rav Nosson Zal shows the connection between all of these now. Kovoid ze b'chinas ashirus. Kovoid is synonymous with wealth. Shenikra kovoid, which is called kovoid. Kamei shekosu b'yakov avinu, as the Pasuk writes about Yaakov Avinu, Umeasher la'avinu osa es kol ha'kovoid hazeh. And from what belonged to our father, he generated all of this wealth. Kovoid is referring to money, wealth. Ukamei shekosov, and as we say every day in Vayivarech David, v'ho'osher v'kovoid, v'ho'osher v'kovoid mulfanecha. So those two go together, osher and kovoid. Kyalidei his oirus hashena, aide kinur shel David, nimshach kovoid vashirus godol kanal. Because it's through the waking up from sleep, which happened by, through Dovra Melech's harp, when that north wind blew in at chatzois at midnight, through that waking up from sleep, that's what generates the kovoid and the wealth, great wealth, tremendous wealth. Obviously, this is an etzah for all of us. If a person knows that they need a serious bracha in parnosa, in ashirus, Rav Nosson Zal showing us here that one of the things that's very directly connected to this is the issue of waking up from sleep. If a person can be zoicha to get up for chatzois, even once a week, if a person could do it, whenever a person can, obviously the ultimate, the best of the best, is if a person gets up regularly for chatzos. But if a person can't do that, the Baal HaTanya writes in his Shulchan Aruch, once a week, once a month, is still something very, very special. And Rav Nosson Zal shows us here the direct connection between this waking up from sleep and the parnoso, the ashirus.